clean water. Of April, and I'm thinking to myself, I love where we live, ladies and gentlemen. I love where we live. I mean, we have the best weather on the planet Earth, don't we? Can you imagine being in boring Arizona, where the weather's, is it going to be 80 today or 85? Is the sun going to shine 14 hours a day, or will some clouds roll in for 12? Boring. Here we have this beautiful change of seasons. And we go from a blizzard last Monday to this glorious, sunny, beautiful day today. We have a 70-degree day in our week. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. It's Wednesday. But looks like it's supposed to be, you don't think 70? I see. Chris says there's some storms coming our way Wednesday. What kind of storms? 30% chance of rain. Yeah. There's a hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota. Showers and isolated showers. That's spring, though. See, that's what I mean. I a blizzard last Wednesday and a thunderstorm 10 days later. There you go. In fact, we had thunderstorms in the middle of the blizzards. There was actually lightning that was with that storm last week. I don't want to hear about it. Chris is like, 40 mile an hour winds, though. It's always windy here. Don't start with me on this. Here's my point in trying to get at this, folks. I think we get a little too negative about everything in these parts. And I think a lot of it comes back to weather. I think we, part of it's just, conversation, right? It's something to talk about and kind of an aw shucks way to, conversation starter, break the ice with somebody and you talk about the weather. But this winter especially, having been a little on the harsh side, a little more, kind of a little more kick than usual, it feels really good to come out of it. And to have the bikes out yesterday, and gosh, about a 60-degree day, and sun shining, not much of that wind, and then see the sun shining today, glistening on in a very spring-like fashion off everything that's newly fresh with some on and off again rain showers. I think it's a good thing, and I think we ought to celebrate our weather here. And, Clay Jenkinson wrote a column in the Bismarck Tribune that I read, and he contrasted, days on the prairie when you dealt with a harsh winter versus now. And really think about it. What's the worst inconvenience? Well, school's closed because the roads are a little tough and you have to, stay put. I mean, versus, life or death in some instances, and nowhere near you didn't know when it was coming. You could be traveling, 40 miles from home, middle of nowhere, horse and buggy for crying out loud, and boom, a storm hits, right? So let's just celebrate this weather. Let's just be glad about these changes. And I'm going to go on a limb and say we have some of the best weather ever. Good stuff would be my take. Welcome your calls, your questions, and your comments today on the program. On any and all issues, and we have a fun show for you lined up today. A fun show with a lot of fun, a lot of neat things. We have the Golden Girls later this hour from the left, Ellen Ratner, and from the right, Blanquita Cullum. We'll talk about politics and issues in the news. Pete Hegseth is here. He is the CEO of Concern Veterans for America on the Fort Hood shooting and what it says about veterans care and treating those with PTSD. We're going to start with some open phone time next hour. We should hit 70 this week. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is just kind of a breakthrough moment, isn't it? A little tradition that we started a few years ago that I really love. What song do you most like hearing on the radio when it hits 70 degrees? Think about that, because we'll do a little show prep, and if it doesn't hit 70 Wednesday like it's supposed to, we will at one point. All right? We will soon, so we'll do a little show prep for that first 70-degree day. What song do you most want coming out of your radio when it's 70 and the sun? You tell me. At 855-200-1776. And are we a little too negative, do you think, on things like the weather or just everyday life? And I'm not preaching here, because I'm as bad as anybody. It's sort of infectious. It really just grabs you. And you end up just, being a little more negative than you need to be. Other guests today on the program, we're going to talk with Williston's mayor, Ward Kozer. They have this beautiful new rec center. Our listeners in the oil patch know about that. Man, this thing's amazing. Now, there's a prime example of the glass being half full. Is life in Williston today even comparable to what it was 5 or 10 or 15 years ago? Absolutely not. Apples and oranges different. And some inconveniences, some challenges, some difficulties, no question about it. Could think of a few things. For instance, senior citizens in low-income housing living on Social Security, rents off the charts higher. Very difficult. Challenging. Need more low-income housing. Some of them need to think about moving. Folks looking for a place to stay and live and call home. People trying to hire other folks. There's a, you know, there's, however, think how many, this is my favorite one, think how many grandparents get the opportunity to see their grandkids grow up at home rather than need to travel thousands of miles to see them, where their kids have careers elsewhere and their grandkids are growing up elsewhere. Think of that. Think of the transformational wealth and what you can do with it. Not money for the sake of money, because money for the sake of money is, well, ask how many people that have substantial means, or whether or not they're happy. And money doesn't buy happiness. So when I say generational wealth, I think not of people having money and, all their problems are over because they have a big fat bank account and they can buy whatever they want. I think it'd rather about what will that do? Will that go to the church? Will that go to the school? Will that go to their generations of family members to do good? And do things like rec centers and everything else. This rec center would not have been built but for what's happening in the oil boom. And it's an incredible quality of life item in Williston. So those are the things I think we need. If you just step back a little bit, survey the landscape that you see, which I think is good. And we're going to talk with the mayor about that. He also, by the way, has joined the chorus of voices that would like to see a special session to address the oil patch needs. So we'll talk with him about that. North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness joins us every other Monday on the program. And number one, takes your questions and comments. He would be the top oil industry official. So it speaks for all of the folks doing business in the oil and gas industry. And so Ron will be here to take your calls on any and all issues in our number three of the program today. And we're going to ask him about a couple of things in the news as well that include this Bakken crude quality study and, of course, the latest on the lineup of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which will be here before you know it. Late to mid-May, so mark that on your calendar. Hey, Bison fans, got to go out and hire a new basketball coach. One of the consequences of a appearance in the Big Dance and a victory in the first round of the 64 is your coach becomes a hot commodity. And not unlike what happened with the football success with Craig Bohl, Saul Phillips headed out for the Final Four in Arlington, Texas on Wednesday, having no inkling whatsoever that he would do anything other than return as coach of the NDSU Bison. And all of a sudden, his people talked to Ohio use people, and they move fast and hire them. So on he goes. Dave Richmond, who is the associate head coach, is going to be applying for the opening, and they'll be hiring some folks. A new coach, new assistant, probably, who knows? But shake up in Bison basketball, you gotta give a shout out to Saul Phillips and his wife Nicole, and you know, just congratulate them on reaping the rewards of their success and their hard work. It's exciting to see. It's a move up. It's a neat deal, and not the first one to do it. Won't be the last one to do it. Wish him well. All right, we're going to throw out the issues of the day on the national front with the Golden Girls when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're going to chat with Steve Halston, by the way, more about that story about Saul Phillips moving on to Ohio University. We added Steve at the end of this hour. Long-time sportcaster for WDAY 6 and, of course, host of Steve's Sports Saturday with us. It's time for the Golden Girls. It's a new segment of ours here on the program we call What's on Your Mind, when Alan Ratner from the left and Blenkita Cullen from the right tackle the day's issues and give you a couple different perspectives to chew on, and if you care to weigh in. And sound off. You're certainly welcome as well at 855-200-1776. Good morning, Ellen. Happy Monday to you.
Well, happy Monday to you.
Are you in a good mood today?
I'm in a great mood. I always love arguing with the other golden girl because I'm usually right.
Oh, I see. That's a bit arrogant, but that's typical for the lefties. They tend to have a high opinion of their opinions. Right, Blanquita?
Well, that's okay. Excuse me. I always get a little choked up and end up having to take a lot of Rolaids when I hear that.
Oh, do you really? Yeah. So that's a heck of a way to start a Monday. Rolaids, right? Yes, but by the way, when is this plane story going to go away? I'm really
well,
having
the plane story is going to go away when they find the plane. You know, I was in China, and I got to tell you, they are obsessed with it. I guess for good reason. Half the people on that plane were Chinese.
Well, they must have a big Chinese audience at CNN, Blanquita, because these people are just 24/7. I'm getting texts from them. You know, you can't turn it on and not have. Mary Scheivel. Mary Scheivel must be making a fortune off this thing. She's got to go to bed at night praying for planes to fall out of the sky so she can get on TV. I've just about had my fill of this whole story.
I know. I know you have. And I know people get, you know, very tired of it. But the fact of the matter, even if you don't have a family member on that plane, we should know what happened because, you know, we're all accepting that it's disappeared. We're waiting for a ping out of the ocean. We need to know for sure that it wasn't, like, just flown to Pakistan and, you know, the plane isn't going to be used at some later time or it isn't going to encourage, you know, more terrorism because people have figured out a way to get a plane and under, quote-unquote, the radar and use it against us. I mean, look, this has a lot of ramifications. I agree. I understand. People get bored with it.
I actually have a theory on the plane. Well, it's not my theory. It's Dr. the pilot, but my theory is that something happened that got smoke in the cabin and they started to turn off everything electrical because they sort of knew they had to. And then they lost consciousness.
Maybe. We don't know that. That's a theory. Everybody's got a theory. The idiots on CNN think it's a black hole. Come on. I think that we need to maybe not have as frequent of newscasts. I agree with Scotty, but I think we got to find out what the heck happened to it.
Here's my only thing.
We need to find out. And what's interesting is that my view is, and I'm sure actually Blanquita and I don't agree on much, but I think we probably agree on the fact that Malaysia does not have a big interest in finding this plane.
Oh, no, they want to cover it up. They want
That's
it to go away. They want to do the search based on the ostrich theory, burying the head in the ground.
Yeah, we do agree on that, and Scotty, we don't agree on much.
All I want banned is speculation. I mean, look, if you picked up a ping and it's real, even these press conferences where they say we have a ping, we can't confirm that it was the real ping, but it was a ping. We're not sure if it's the ping, but it was a ping. I mean, just tell me facts when you know them, and then until then, don't speculate. That's what's kind of making.
I agree with you because you know what? That's happening all the time now, and I am so tired of the breaking news label when it ain't breaking news. It's just speculation news. Maybe they need to have a label that says speculation news.
All right, I want to talk about a fun story, and I don't know if you, Ellen, were there or Blanquita, but when the Boston Red Sox showed up in the White House last week, you know, one of the players, a rather famous player, had a deal where he got a phone from Samsung because he's going to be a spokesperson for them, and David Ortiz is his name. He takes this picture with him and the president, a selfie, right? And it goes viral, of course, and everywhere else. And then they come to find out
because Samsung decided to do this.
Well, they coached him on how to take the good picture and gave him the phone and all that stuff. And the White House is having a freak out. What's the big deal? I don't get it. I mean, it's fun with it.
I understand. I mean, I've been covering the White House for a number of years. And although you might say, what's the big deal? Freak out. Any president has freaked out if you use, they won't give you a thing for your book. They won't give you a line. They won't do anything like that. You're not allowed to use the presidential image for anything.
I would disagree on this one because this president will hawk himself for anybody. I mean, look what he was doing out there with the prime minister of Norway, the president of Norway. Come on.
Well, that was different.
The only reason they're afraid is that somebody's going to embarrass him. Well, You know what? Look, people go to the White House and have their pictures taken with the president all the time. People have, and when they have events at the White House, you've been to them, and I've been to them, and Scotty, you've been to them. Certain events, they'll let you take your phone. So they're making a big deal about this now to make it look like there's all this prestige to the White House. They lost that, oh, gosh, going on 6 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look at Solyndra. I mean, he'll hawk anything, you know.
How does that come in here?
Well, I mean, look, he goes to Solyndra and pumps them up and gives them government money and takes pictures and says, isn't Solyndra great? How's that different than, in this case, Samsung sending a photo?
I think it's different than a selfie.
And a bunch of
but I agree. Where I will agree with you guys is the prime minister and a selfie and this guy. Either there's no selfies or there are selfies.
And you know what? You can't all of a sudden. Here, look, that team's a great team. People were happy that they got to the White House. Big deal. We're not going to do it because they're athletes. We're not going to do it because he's afraid he's going to get on Facebook. You know, those days are over. It's too late. The horse is out of the barn, Ellen.
All right, another topic. Students evidently have had enough with Michelle Obama's school lunch overhaul. Is Michelle Obama gone too far, Blanquita, on the whole?
Not at all.
And that question was for Blanquita, because I knew your answer, Ellen. But anyway,
I do think that she's gone too far. And look, I think it's great that they want to fix up the cafeterias and make them a lot more healthy. But she's gone way too far. It's ridiculous. And, you know, the thing of it is, I wish she'd also concentrate not just on their nutrition, but what they're learning. You know, I think Michelle Obama has become Marie Antoinette.
What?
Yeah, I do. I think they've become, even though it's, I will grant you, Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. I think that she has taken too many trips. She spent too much of the taxpayers' money. And I think right now she has a holier-than-thou attitude when most people out here are struggling and having a hard time putting any kind of food on the table.
All right, Ellen, last word on let them eat.
Well, my last word is that you don't like paying welfare, but by allowing people to get overweight and allowing kids to eat all these French fries and everything, we're all going to wind up paying.
Ellen, you know what? If we encourage more jobs, if we get these people less dependent on the government, and we create incentives for businesses that don't burden them with taxes and overwhelm them with regulations, you'll have businesses that will be able to hire people to really get people off welfare.
There you go. Now we're talking. All right, the Golden Girls here getting us into a Monday in fine fashion with some banter on the hot topics of the day. Thank you both. Appreciate it very much. Pete Hegseth of Concerned Veterans for America on the Fort Hood shooting. When we come back, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off, that's right, half off any spa treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling of two lanes. You'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, three bedroom, two bedroom, you name it. Just need a king size big room. There's no such thing as a bad room at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Monday, tackling the hot topics on What's On Your Mind. Our toll-free telephone number is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Big sports story of the weekend is the fact that Ohio University has snagged Saul Phillips, the coach of the NDSU Bison. This is what happens when you go to the big dance, and it's for sure what happens when you win in the first round of the big dance and become one of those Cinderella stories. Off goes your coach. So we'll talk with Steve Hallstrom of Steve Sports Saturday about that coming up in just a little bit. Return to our topics on the weather and lots of other things. In the meantime, as promised, we're joined now by Pete Hegseth, who's the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, to talk a little bit about last week's tragedy at Fort Hood. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Was this tragedy, like others before it, preventable in your view?
Was it preventable? You know, I guess in some senses it could be, in that if that facility was more hardened, if there were more folks on there, there would have been a deterrent effect, and potentially there could have been signs caught earlier to intervene. But I think the unfortunate reality of something like this is that you can't prevent them all. And if there aren't glaring signals, when some of which, you know, the attack at Fort Hood that happened 5 years ago with Nidal Hassan, there were some we should have caught much more clearly. So sometimes you can't prevent it, but if you can't prevent it, then you better have an ability to defend yourself at some level. And I think that's a good deal of the discussion at this point.
Now, we don't know all the facts, and I lament all the speculation that goes on.
Yeah.
But we keep getting new pieces here and there, but if in fact some early reports suggest that he had some mental health issues that weren't dealt with, it again puts this issue of whether or not we're recognizing the depth of the problem of returning veterans that have mental health issues. I mean, is this a front burner for the armed forces and the VA, or back burner as far as how we're dealing with this in your view?
No, it needs to be front burner. I mean, there's been more scrutiny on it, and there's more understanding of the need for certain. And an event like this underscores and highlights it even more. I don't, however, think it's good for people to, and you touched on it, all the speculation. People speculate, well, he served in Iraq, therefore he must have PTSD, therefore that's why he went Rambo. And I think we need to walk back from that very quickly, because we don't know everything about what he experienced. He was there for 4 months, didn't see frontline combat. There's indications that he may have had mental illness or something. He was depression dealing with even before then or after then. So we don't know what it was that triggered it. And to say, well, it's just because he's broken because he served in combat, I think oversimplifies a very complex issue that's critically important, and also reinforces a stigma that every veteran who goes and serves and sees, goes to Iraq or Afghanistan, is damaged goods and a ticking time bomb ready to explode when they come home. And I don't think this story, it may have been as simple as an argument. I don't know. Plus medication is another aspect of it. a lot of speculation. I think we need to step back, get the facts, and then draw some conclusions.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you there anymore. No, there's a ton of that out there, and you know, I think one of the great tragedies is this unemployment rate among veterans. And, you know, I mean, it's just unforgivable when you have a, you know, the unemployment rate in the country is terrible, but to have it almost double for veterans makes no sense. Do you think part of this, part of the reason for that is speculation like this, that we're connecting somebody that served in combat and sort of knee-jerk suggesting that they have mental health issues? Is that reinforcing that?
I think there's a little bit of that. And I don't want to, you know, most employers, a lot of people, certainly publicly, I mean, this administration, a lot of big private businesses have gone out of their way to reinforce how important it is and how much value there is in hiring veterans. So there's been a huge push publicly in a public relations sense to say, hey, these folks are the type of people you should hire. I do think, however, there's still a quiet stigma. There's still a quiet, I don't want to say it's an overt discrimination. I don't think it is. It's not anti-military. It's just a, well, I'm not quite sure. You know, I don't really know. And I think that type of perception is reinforced by an event like this. So I don't have a lot of data or evidence to back that up. I've got plenty of anecdotal stories, but I think it might be out there. It's unfortunate. It's a difficult piece because you don't want to raise the stigma, but you also want to make sure awareness is raised within the military community so that men and women who do deal with it can come forward. So you want it to be something you're willing to talk about within the military, but you don't want it to be the center of the discussion outside. And it's a very delicate balance.
We're chatting with Pete Hegseth today, who is the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America. And any questions or comments on these or other issues, always welcome on the program. 855-200-1776 as you tell us what's on your mind today on the program. You're a veteran. You've served. What's your take on the law that says, you know, you can have a concealed carry permit and use it outside the base but not on the base? That we treat a Second Amendment right for a member of the military differently on base than we do off base. Does that make any sense?
You know, it's a really complex issue. Does it make any sense? It does make sense. Is it the right thing to do? I don't know. It makes sense in the sense that when you sign on the dotted line to join the military, you give up a number of rights, one of which is free speech. You can't speak the way you would. And you also assign yourself to a code, a military code of military, uniform code of military justice. That's a different set of rules. So there are certain things that do change when you join the military. Should it mean that when you come on post, you're not able to carry at all? I think that's a discussion we may need to revisit. At the very least, looking at staff duty NCOs, certain officers within units, certain people assigned to carry or at certain facilities so that you're deterring things like this. But I can say as a commander who's led troops on post, before deployments, it would introduce another set of complexities if you were bringing personal firearms into the training environment, if you were including them in different things that were going on. So you'd have to have some controls, and that's what's different. The military is a different kind of life, and you live in this veil of security on post where there's a trust, there's a belief that, hey, we're a family, this is a community, and we're here to do a job greater than ourselves. When that trust and veil of security is disrupted by something like this, especially twice at a place like Fort Hood, it certainly makes you reconsider whether or not it's time to allow some folks to carry. So I think that discussion needs to be had. I don't know exactly what the solution is, but I think there's a balance where we can do more for that individual soldier on post.
Yeah, and the stories that I you know, that I hear supporting it or defending it, that you know there's too much testosterone and you couldn't do anything. Trust is the word that I think is key. I mean, we're talking about people entrusted with defending our freedom across the globe. The idea that they can't be trusted with their firearms on base seems to be an insult to me.
It is. I mean, everyone's tempted to make the testosterone argument, except you can make that argument a lot of different places men or women might go where that could affect their judgment. So it can't be a trust issue. These are men. Women who we ask to sign up at the age of 18, stand and go fight wars, put their lives on the line, we trust them to do that. We should be able to trust them to maintain a personal firearm. I think there's also a safety culture within the military, and I say that obviously acknowledging that safety is important, but this military has gotten to, there's been a strong emphasis on risk mitigation, safety, all of those things, which are fine and okay in and of themselves, but taken to a logical extent lead to heavy restrictions. We've seen some of that on the battlefield. I think part of the reason why you probably won't see a a carry permit post by post, is that that risk culture still exists, risk mitigation culture still greatly exists in the military. I think it could be a post. Why not give the post commander the authority to decide whether his post is an open carry or concealed carry or whatever? That seems to me a pretty reasonable set of local control. And I don't know if that's in the cards or not, but that might be a way you could go.
Let's talk about the VA here in the remaining minutes we have left. The VA evidently has paid out about $200 million now for nearly 1,000 veterans' wrongful deaths. This is one of those stories you read and just shake your head to say, you know, the money we're spending, number one, on veterans' care, and then the outcomes for it, and then the fact that now we're having to pay out for wrongful deaths to the tune of $200 million, seems like we're whistling past the graveyard when it comes to reforming this institution. What's your take on this?
You're precisely right. 1,000 preventable deaths since 9/11. That's come to about 4.5. Once every 4.5 days, we're losing a veteran at a facility. And the compensation of $200 million, unfortunately, is a drop in the bucket compared to the overall problem, the overall size of their budget. VA gets $160 billion a year. It's the second largest federal department. Yet they're continually failing veterans at every turn, whether it's their backlog and disability claims that are difficult, that they're waiting and waiting and waiting for, preventable deaths at facilities, inability to actually get in and access certain care at certain places, poor care. It's just the news stories have come out like a drumbeat. You've seen them and I've seen them, and yet the department, no one's been fired, Scott. Zero people at the senior executive service level, the manager level, have been fired. Few have been dismissed, meaning early retirement or moved to another position where they kept their pay. But no one's been fired because it's almost impossible to do so. That's why our group has joined forces with Republicans and Democrats on the Hill to champion legislation called the VA Management Accountability Act, which would give the VA secretary the ability to actually fire bad employees, create a culture of accountability where the veteran comes first, not job preservation for the bureaucrat, which is so much of what we see right now at VA.
Keep fighting on it, Pete, and certainly really appreciate all the good work you do on behalf of our great veterans. You've got a great organization, great voice for them out there, increasingly heard in the hallways of the nation's capital, which is so important. So all the best to you, and appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Scott. Appreciate it.
Pete Hegseth, CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, on veterans care, on Fort Hood shooting, and the news today of how we care for our veterans in this country. Let me tell you a little bit about the weather, because I'm celebrating the weather today. I think we got to spend more time counting our blessings, and the weather is among them, isn't it? Come on. These four seasons, who'd want to live where it's all boring? Some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the valley today. Sunny with a high near 54. Northwest wind 11 to 17, gusting a little bit. Some precip at about 30%. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms before 7. We need the precip, too, by the way. We'll take that. I mean, significant snow last week, not enough to catch up on some of this precip. So, sunny tomorrow and near 57. I'm starting in the valley here first, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. And then Wednesday, sunny. Get a load of this. High near 78, breezy with a south wind at 11 to 20 miles an hour. Wind gusts as high as 25. So, yeah, the breeze will take a little off that, but I tell you, not bad. Wednesday night, some showers and thunderstorms. And then Thursday, sunny, high near 56. So we got one really nice day in here. And we are, they call it a hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota because of the showers and thunderstorms and possible, thunderstorm activity. So we'll keep an eye on that. Out in the patch, some isolated showers today, partly sunny, high near 50, breezy with a northwest wind 15 to 25 and gusts as high as 32. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high near 64. Looks like Wednesday, chance of showers after one, mostly sunny. 65 in the patch, so not the 78 that we'll have in the east and the west, but not bad at all. 53 then on Sunday as well. 35 right now in Fargo. Let's go out in the patch. 32 and cloudy in Tioga. Williston, 35 and cloudy. Newtown, partly cloudy, 33 degrees at this hour. Watford City, 35 degrees as well. Finished the round of temps here. Coming back, and we'll talk some sports. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart.
by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, I said I'd roll through the rest of the temperatures for you here. We didn't get to many in the east. I guess we hit the patch pretty good, right? Stanley, 33 and partly cloudy. So Columbus, partly cloudy, 35. Now let's go in the east. Grand Forks, sun is shining, 33 degrees, heading for 46 today. Hillsboro, 35 at the shower. Grafton at 32. Kindred, 35 degrees. Breckenridge, 33 and fair. Fergus Falls, foggy. And 35 at this hour. Detroit likes some showers and 33 degrees already there. Thief River clear and 32 at this hour. And Warroad foggy, 32. Fair and 30. Sioux Falls, partly cloudy, 39. Aberdeen, sun is shining, 32 degrees at this hour. All right, so there you go. You're up on that. Steve Hallstrom going to join us shortly if we connect with him. We're trying to track him down on the phone here and talk a little bit about Saul Phillips taking the Ohio University job. It sounds like a great story about this in the forum today. Jeff Kopeck wrote the TikTok on it on how this happened. And evidently, he left Wednesday for Arlington, Texas for the Final Four. Had no idea anything was going to happen. And Ohio evidently had hired some headhunter-type search firm. And Saul obviously had an agent. And they talked to each other. So he gets there, and all of a sudden, he's meeting with folks from Ohio University and signed a letter of agreement. They'd done a bunch of research on him and wanted him and just wanted to make sure that everything on paper measured up with the person, and boom, signed him. So he got a contract that'll pay him $500,000 plus for 5 years. And he did talk about how difficult it was to tell the team. Got on the phone and called all the Bison returning players to let them know his intentions, and said... the quote in the forum story was, "It ripped my guts out, but they handled it unbelievably well to spread the news to the team." And one thing that's interesting in this is that Dave Richmond, who is a Bison alum, 36 years old, and has been at NDSU for 11 years as an assistant, saw obviously Tim Miles, the previous coach, and now Saul Phillips, and basically is gunning for this job. Said right away, he's the associate head coach, so you'd expect that. Applying for the opening, hopes to sit down with NDSU athletic director Gene Taylor in the near future. And said he hopes to move quickly and efficiently. That's where I wanted to start with Steve Hallstrom, who is here, host of Steve Sports Saturday. And someone that's been watching the Bison and sports in these parts for a lot of years. Steve, no surprise really that Saul Phillips is leaving, first of all, right?
No, it's not. First of all, Scott, good morning. Great to be on with you. Yeah, not a surprise. In fact, on the Saturday morning show, I said, I know that the jobs are drying up out there. I just still believe that Saul Phillips is so marketable right now and that there are going to be some opportunities out there that I think he'll get a chance. And certainly it happened late on Saturday.
It did indeed, yeah, and happened rather quick. And it sounds like Ohio University wanted to know. What do we know about Ohio University? I mean, is it a step up?
Yeah, it is. And I think most categories where you'd analyze this, it is a step up. He goes from, first of all, making about $175,000 to making about $525,000. So right there, you're tripling your paycheck. So that's a pretty good place to start if you're going to talk about is it a better job or not. They play in the Mid-America Conference, and that conference probably 4 or 5 years ago was known as the conference that nobody wanted to play in the Big Dance. They had some teams that were making good runs on a fairly regular basis. Ball State had a good run. Ohio University had a good run. So there is some good basketball tradition there. They play in an arena that seats about 12,000 people, and it's a big deal. And one of the points I made on our show Saturday morning is if you're a basketball coach, you really want to work at a basketball school, and Ohio is more of a basketball school than a football school. And when you're working at a football school like NDSU, you're always going to be second fiddle. And all things being equal, you'd like to coach at a school where basketball is the big deal, and that certainly is the case at Ohio.
All right, what do you think on the replacement? Has Richmond got the leg up here, having put in 11 years of work?
I think so. I asked Gene Taylor about that when I was down at the Summit League tournament on our show that Saturday morning. And I said, is it Dave's job if Saul leaves? And Gene kind of laughs and said, well, we got to take a look at everything, but certainly Dave has earned a chance to get a long look at the job. Scott, I think it's a done deal. I think this will be eerily reminiscent of the Bison football coaching hire. Not that eerily is probably the right word there, but reminiscent of that hire, where it really was a case of things were going very well internally. There was a good formula built, and everybody on the staff knew it. And Gene was going to look for the best assistant coach to be promoted. I think that's going to happen here as well. Gene Taylor really likes Dave Richmond. He's got a lot of respect for him. Dave has the title of associate head coach right now. So he's kind of been groomed for this opportunity, I believe. And he's from this area. He's a very knowledgeable coach. He's very different personality-wise than Saul, but very knowledgeable. And if you watch some of the nuances of how Saul Phillips interacted with his coaching staff, late in the year, he looked over to Dave Richmond a lot in the Summit League tournament and in the NCAA tournament just to be on the same page with Dave. So Saul trusts Dave, and he's already put his name out there as the guy that should get the job. I'd frankly be very surprised if Dave Richmond doesn't get that opportunity.
Well, this is a mark of a good program. You know, these things are going to happen, and you got to wish Saul Phillips all the best, and he's certainly bettering himself after putting in, you know, a heck of a run. When you look at that record, my gosh, this is the way it's supposed to be after a great year. Steve, thanks for some great insight and analysis, as always, my friend.
You got it.
Steve Hallstrom, you hear him on Steve Sports Saturday right here on the big sports story of the weekend. All right, friends, 5 before 9, we're going to crank up What's on Your Mind statewide straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Standler area and looking for affordable housing, let's sit up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Standler, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.